news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Tuesday marks the 25th day of the government shutdown, but no negotiations on a way out are even scheduled. Nancy Pelosi will bring another round of funding measures to the floor this week that propose to temporarily reopen the government. Neither of the bills expected to pass the House will include additional resources for a border wall. The president has said repeatedly he will veto any measures that don't include billions of dollars more to construct a wall or barrier at the U.S. border with Mexico. And Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has said he won't even bring such bills to the floor for a vote if Donald Trump won't sign them. William Barr, Trump's pick to be the next attorney general, will appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee Tuesday, the first step in his confirmation process. In his opening remarks, Barr addresses the past criticism of the special counsel investigation and makes the case that he has no plans to interfere in the investigation. From his prepared remarks, quote, "The country needs a credible resolution of these issues. If confirmed, I will not permit partisan politics, personal interests, or any other improper consideration to interfere with this or any other investigation." End quote.
President Trump's attorney general nominee, William Barr, says tonight it's important to let Robert Mueller complete his work, adding, "The country needs a credible resolution of these issues." Barr is also sure to get questions about the revelation that the FBI opened a counterintelligence investigation of President Trump in 2017 after he fired FBI Director James Comey to see if the president was secretly working with Russia. One factor was his comment to Russian officials the next day that the firing took away great pressure because of Russia. Another was what he told Lester about firing Comey.
When I decided to just do it, I said to myself, I said, you know, this Russia thing with Trump and Russia is a made-up story.
The FBI's action followed an internal debate, but overlapped with its investigation of possible obstruction of justice.
Whether it's a criminal investigation or a counterintelligence investigation.
Mueller took over the investigation several days later, and nothing made public has ever said the president took direction from the Russians. Today, he said the investigation was started by FBI people who have been fired and were out to get him. As for Barr, he says it's important that Congress and the public are informed of the results of Mueller's investigation. Pete Williams, NBC News, Washington.
Meanwhile, the Fourth Estate was busy over the weekend with two blockbuster news reports about Trump and Russia. In the first one, the New York Times reported that the FBI launched a counterintelligence investigation into whether the president was working on behalf of Russia after Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. Trump denied that allegation in remarks to reporters on Monday.
I never worked for Russia, and you know that answer better than anybody. I never worked for Russia. Not only did I never work for Russia, I think it's a disgrace that you even asked that question, because it's a whole big fat hoax. It's just a hoax.
Yes, that is the 72-year-old president calling it a, quote, big fat hoax. What is he, eight? The second story comes from the Washington Post and alleges that Trump took measures to conceal details about a meeting he had with Russian President Vladimir Putin, including the confiscation of notes from an official U.S. interpreter who was present. Democratic leaders in the House are debating whether to subpoena the interpreter, as well as a range of other actions, as they use their new majority to ramp up oversight of the president. From the "What Took You So Long" files, House Republican leaders have finally moved to strip Steve King of his committee assignments over his comments about white nationalism.
I regret the heartburn that has poured forth upon this Congress and this country, and especially in my state.
That's as close as Iowa Congressman Steve King came to apologizing today for comments being called abhorrent, racist, and reckless by members of his own party. In a New York Times interview published Thursday, the Republican lawmaker asked, "White nationalist, white supremacist, Western civilization, how did that language become offensive?" Facing a growing backlash, today King took to the House floor to explain himself.
Under any fair political definition, I am simply an American nationalist. This conviction does not make me a white nationalist or a white supremacist.
South Carolina Senator Tim Scott, the only black Republican in the Senate, calling out King. Writing in the Washington Post, "Some in our party wonder why Republicans are constantly accused of racism. It is because of our silence when things like this are said." House Speaker Nancy Pelosi condemning King's comments too.
"He said terrible things. Terrible things have been said by other people in this administration.
I've been in a bigger fight than this one.
King already has two primary challengers, one of whom told the Des Moines Register yesterday, "I won't embarrass the state." Garrett Hake, NBC News, the Capitol.
It's D-Day for Brexit. UK lawmakers vote Tuesday on Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit deal that was negotiated with the European Union. If it passes, that's the last big hurdle before the UK leaves the EU in March. If it fails, well, no one really knows what happens. Stay tuned. And finally, the second largest school district in the country is on strike. United Teachers Los Angeles walked out on Monday for the first time in 30 years. The teachers are demanding a 6.5% salary increase, smaller class sizes, and a greater commitment to investment in public education. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.